Holy Ghost, you guide me. Awesome. It's always good to have you here. Welcome to the Influence of the Spirit, our weekly edition of the Influence of the Spirit. Just so, so amazing. Amazing to have you here. Glory to God. Could we just, hallelujah. Just, you want to edify yourself a little bit? Someone's wondering, can we do this? Yeah, yes, we can. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget we said for you to get drunk, you've got to drink, right? So drink a little, drink a little. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Kora batare ke toro kodoso ferokusa mando nina kase kere keto. Glory to God. Yeah, welcome. Welcome once again to the Influence of the Spirit, our weekly edition. You will have a beautiful time today. It's quite revealing the topic we're dealing with, all right? Right, the spirit-filled believer. So who is a spirit-filled believer? What is a spirit-filled believer? Of course, we addressed a bit of that last week and talked about the fact that, you know, someone says, oh, I talk in tongues. Am I spirit-filled? Well, yes and well, no. Yes, in that obviously for you to talk in tongues, you are full of the Holy Ghost. But Bible teaches that beyond that initial talking in tongues, all right, and then beyond those little rattlings in tongues we get to do here and there, There's a feeling, and you don't get drunk just drinking. You get drunk drinking beyond limits, all right? So that's what we're dealing with, all right? How to be filled with the Spirit. It's actually how, you know, to get radically under the influence of the Holy Ghost. You know, if it affects your life positively, that's what we're looking at. That's what we're learning. And then we build certain things from Scripture, and that's important. How that in Acts 2, Bible says from verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were gathered together in one accord in one place, and suddenly, all right, there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind that filled the whole house where they were sitting, and then there was divided up on each one of them cloven tongues like as of fire. The Bible says in verse 4 of Acts 2, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So they were filled, so they spoke. They were filled, so they spoke. They were filled in Acts 4. Right, Bible tells us how that Peter and, you know, John went to their own multitude and haven't told them all the things that, you know, the chief priests and the Pharisees had said to them. They lifted up their voices and they prayed. Going down, you know, the 31st verse, Bible tells us, hey, what happened to these men? These guys, all right, began to, I love it. They prayed to a point where the place that they were, the house shook, all right? And Bible said they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and then they preached the word of God with boldness. So they were filled. So we find them being filled, you know, again and again. So what's going on? Why is this happening? So how come the people who got filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts 2 are the same set of people who that got filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts 4? Because being filled with the Holy Ghost is not a one-time experience. It's not a one-time experience. You get filled and then you top up and then you drink some more. And then you top up, and then you keep doing that. And the way to do that are the things we're learning in this, you know, series we're running this month. So it has to be a blessing to you and to all the people around you. Because when you are filled, you overflow. Do you like that part? Yep. When you are filled, you overflow. So many times, oh God, fill me. But there are certain things God will have you do to be filled. Because the instruction we're looking at from last week into this week is for you. Not something God will do. Now, God could help you by His Spirit, but it's not His, you know, sole responsibility. He's saying, you do it. So you don't say, well, God, you do it. And then God says, no, you do it. And you go, all right, so let's cut that. All right. You are expected by God's word. So we saw that instance. They got filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. And they got filled again in Acts 4. All right. Then we see them, people, you know, 12 men that Paul met at Ephesus in Acts chapter 19. He laid hands on them and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So we see then Paul writing to the Ephesian church, be not drunk with wine, Ephesians, all right, 5:18, but be filled with the Spirit. So same set of guys in Acts 19 would have obviously been the leaders, all right, the elders in, you know, Ephesians by the time the church had begun and then blown up, which Paul now wrote to them. And he says to the same set of people, be filled again. But they were filled, yeah, be filled again. And then Bible scholars tell us that when Ephesians chapter 5:18 says, be filled with the Spirit, it's be being filled. Be being filled. We're going to read that a little bit today. Be being filled. I'm just maybe needing to do a brief recap. But I love something we saw in the book of Acts chapter 6 concerning the young man Stephen. All right. Acts chapter 6, Bible tells us that, you know, the disciples felt, oh, listen, you guys want us to serve food. No, we don't have that time. We need to give ourselves continually, right, to prayer and to study the word. But, all right, verse 3 of Acts 6, Peter said, wherefore, brethren, look you out amongst you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. And I said, listen, Peter would not have had to say, look amongst you for seven men full of the Holy Ghost, if everybody was outstandingly, overflowingly every time with the Holy Ghost. You get that? All right. So it means that certain people might have shown some extra feelings, all right, and obviously seen that the way they handled matters, handled their lives, handled, you know, they've seen that, they've shown that. So Paul says, look for those kinds of people. Three things you must look for, all right. Number one, seven men of honest report, very important, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. So they are not just full of the Holy Ghost. There's an outflow. We see them being able, because we want to put them over daily distribution of food, basically administration. So they need to flow in wisdom. They need to be full of the Holy Ghost. They can't be cranky. They can't carry hurt, you know, transferred aggression. No. They can't say, well, I just had a messed up day. I'm angry. You take your food and then they fling the saucers and fling the plates. No, they got to be full of the Holy Ghost. They really got to be full of the Holy Ghost. They've got to be in tune, all right, pliable and under the influence of the Holy Ghost, not on anything else. Alright, so we see, you know, verse 4 now says, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. So we see that happening in verse 3 as a prerequisite. We need someone full of the Holy Ghost. Then they found Stephen, a man full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost. And I said last week, alright, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. We could say, alright, full of the Holy Ghost could come by what? Fellowship, prayer, and all. So that means he was a man of the word and then a man of the spirit. Alright, was full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost. Alright, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Phaminas, Nicholas, alright, a proselyte of Antioch. Verse 6 says, when they had set them before the apostles, they laid hands on them, alright, they prayed for them, laid hands on them. The word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. Verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power. We see earlier, alright, in verse 5, Bible said, Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. Now we see verse 8, Stephen, a man full of faith and power. Still same thing. He's still full of faith, Holy Ghost power, alright, because you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So the demonstration or the fullness of the Holy Ghost in his life was erupting in power. Did you get that? The fullness of the Spirit in his life was erupting in power. The fullness of the Spirit in his life erupted, you know, in great power. All right. But watch how the Bible puts it. And Stephen, all right, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles amongst the people. He was full of faith. He was full of power. He did great wonders and miracles amongst the people. This is super, super amazing. So we see people already filled, being filled. And we see Bible saying that at the point where they were filled, they did things. In Acts 2, verse 4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. But it didn't just end with speaking, we'll see that in a minute. But they were full, they spoke. Right? In the house of Cornelius, they were filled, they spoke, alright? And they magnified God. In Acts 19, they were filled, they spoke in tongues, they prophesied. So we find people being full, and then they did something. In Acts 4, they were full of the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So the being filled with the Holy Ghost doesn't just... I wonder why I'm doing that. Yeah, I'm full of the Spirit. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. You know, when you're full, it erupts in something. Glory to God. It erupts. Of course, there are moments of, you know, silence, of meditation, of deep thinking, alright, of being sober, and not sober like drunk, I mean, being like sober like modern day sober, quiet, reflective and alright, just, you know, deep, you know, in thought. And so we find, but, you know, find these people full. It produces boldness. It produces confidence. Peter stood up with the disciples, alright, in Acts chapter 2, and they began to speak. These people should have been like, hey, keep quiet. Keep quiet. But they were full. That's what happened to them, alright? These people were full. So we find even Stephen. Stephen was now being persecuted. They charged him out, and the man was just talking the word again and again and again and again and again. But I want you to see the 55th verse, please, of Acts 7. I really want to read this one today. And he, talking about Philip, I mean, this, he had preached so much to them, these people couldn't stand it. All right, remember they stoned him to death. So that's the portion we're reading here. All right, so let me, verse 54. When they heard these things, they were caught to their heart, and they gnashed their teeth. All right, they gnashed on him with their teeth. 55. But he, that's Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. So he was full and he saw. He was full and he saw, but he didn't end up just seeing. He still said, 56, behold, I see heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Men, they couldn't stand it. And they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears and ran. You know, they killed him. You remember that. He's the first martyr of the church, but he was full. I mean, they were gonna hurt him. He was full. He was still so full. We need to read this. 58, they cast him out of the city, stoned him, alright, and the witnesses laid their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. 59, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, alright, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down, cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He was full. He was so full, the stones were being hurled in his direction, and he like, don't keep a record of this stuff they're doing to me today, right? Let it go. Forget about it, Lord. Forget about it. All right, I'm about to come see. That's better. Don't mind these people. All right, he didn't say don't mind these people. But he was full. He was full. He didn't mind what was going on. He was full. And these things, great things happen when we see these men being filled. And they're just so filled, they bust out. In Acts 9 rather. And then the 17th verse. Acts 9, I'm almost there. So Acts 9 and 17. So what happened in Acts 9, 17? What happened in Acts 9, 17? What happened in Acts 9, 17? Ananias went his way, alright, and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, even the one that appeared to you, alright, as you came this way, sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. So I'm showing you where Paul had hands laid on him, and then he got filled with the Holy Ghost. So why am I showing you that? Because I want to show you Acts 13, now verse 9. So Paul had hands laid on him, Paul got filled with the Holy Ghost. So Acts 13. And then the 9th verse of Acts 13. What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? Then Saul, which is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Alright, this was when he had to deal with the sorcerer, right? Which was affecting the preaching of the gospel. Perhaps said he was filled. So how many times did he get filled? He had been filled before he's filled again. We find Peter, of course, in Acts 2, was filled with the Holy Ghost, and then we find Peter talking with the Pharisees, and the Bible says, well, filled with the Holy Ghost, and he said to them, so we see boldness showing up. We see confidence. When we are at that point where we are filled, we're not carried away with things that make us timid. We don't see them at that point. We don't see them at that point. And we can be so full, many things happen to us. I remember, and I've shared that, you know, a couple of times over the years, but I use it when I'm expressing, maybe, you know, talk about the spirit of might, you know, manifesting, right? There's someone I know, and he knew back then, right? So it was at church, and everybody had gone home, and they had to shut down, pull the generator in and out, but everybody had gone. And then this, you know, heavy generating set was outside, he had to bring it in. He was about to go home, like, maybe I should leave it, you know, close the door, go home, turn back, walk to the generator, said, pick the thing up, pulled it, went inside, dropped it, you know, shut the door, went home. Yeah, done that. Like, what did I do? Came back the next day, tried to pick the thing up. He couldn't because he didn't do that as himself. He was full of the Holy Ghost. We find the Holy Ghost inspiring people to write. Holy men of old wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost could inspire words through you, inspire utterance through you, inspire gifts, you know, miracles through you. Through you. Many, many years ago in the city of Lagos, you know, we had this, you know, vigil. You know, we had the training, like a Bible training for a few people. And then when they hang out with us at night, just, you know, have what we call, you know, demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. And right there, one that night, you know, while we're, you know, rejoicing in the spirit, laughing and dancing and all, you know, there was a lady there. She walked up to another lady, and this other lady had this bandage on her feet. This lady walked up to her, laid hands on her, prayed and started pulling off the bandage. You know, your mind could quickly go, don't do that. The lady might hurt and mess up the night. But that lady was instantly healed. If it was all about reasoning, you know, you want to do it gently. I pray for you now. What do you feel? And then sometimes you find us doing that. Do you feel anything now? Can you put your foot down? Can you put your feet down? Can you step? Can you take 3 steps? Can you? But this lady, obviously, at that point, wasn't just trying to lay hands, you know, on gradual faith operation. This is fool. And then she she went to that lady like talking in tongues and staggering like a drunk person and laid hands and pulled off the bandage and made her walk. Right there, without like thinking. Without thinking. Fool of the Holy Ghost. Fool of the Holy Ghost. And there are very many things He would love to accomplish on the earth. Alright, in our lives. Through us also. And He needs to pump us with that extra ounce and doze us off. You know, doze us up rather. You know, with energy, with faith, with operations of the Spirit. But I'm saying there's what the Word of God will have you do. There's what the Word of God will have me do. So Ephesians, alright? Five of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. So we're going to look at this. And I believe this has been helpful. It's going to keep getting helpful. Ephesians 5 and the 18th verse. Ephesians 5, 18. Alright? So I'm there right now. Okay, so Ephesians 5 and 18. Alright, the NLT says, don't be drunk with wine, alright, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine, alright, you'll ruin your life, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Passion Translation says, don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled with the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Alright. Message says, don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Watch this now. Huge draughts of Him. Awesome. Hallelujah. I'll read that again. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Instead, alright, I'm adding instead now. Drink the Spirit of God. Huge draughts of Him. Huge. Because you can't get drunk if you don't drink. You can't get drunk if you don't drink. You can't get drunk if you don't drink. So if you're going to get drunk, you might not really get drunk on just shabalabalaba. And then that's what you do for like 3 days. And then shabalabalaba. And then you do that for like another. You got to drink. You got to drink. And then, oh my goodness. Ooh, oh my goodness. Now there's a talking in tongues part of it. And that's maybe what I'm focusing a lot more. But that's not what I'll focus on much through the series. We're going to touch something a bit before we're done today. All right. So drink the Spirit of God. Message says huge drops of Him. Huge. God's Word Translation says, don't get drunk on wine, which leads to wild living. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be filled. So Bible is comparing being drunk on wine to being drunk on the Holy Ghost. Bible is comparing that, being drunk on wine to being drunk on the Holy Ghost. Someone says, why? I said, because they seem to have similar effects. Alright, the effect wine will have on you physically, being drunk on the Holy Ghost will have on you spiritually. What do I mean? When you're drunk on wine, you lose, as it were, your senses. You're under the influence of that wine. Same way when you're drunk on the Holy Ghost, you're not 100%, now, not because the Holy Ghost just run you around like a madman all the time. No, the point is, you're so filled with Him that, you know, His own thoughts and influence overrides. It overrides. You know, right? I told you last week how that Wigusaw could punch someone in the belly. Boom. If he was going to think about doing that, he would likely not do that. Except he has grown his faith to now. When the Lord is... Yeah, but you'd likely just... You're fooled. Not of your thinking. Not of the restriction and the restraint that the mind always usually wants to pull out. So a fool of the Holy Ghost. So we find in Acts 2, you know, where they got, you know, full of the Holy Ghost. Alright, Bible lets us know that when we get to the 12th verse, okay, it told us that people had come to Jerusalem from different parts of the world, right, to celebrate Pentecost. Alright, so it says that these people now from verse 12, I'm reading NLT, Acts 2 from verse 12, they stood, alright, they're amazed and perplexed. What can these mean? They asked each other. Verse 13 says, but others in the crowd ridiculed them saying, they are drunk, that's all. But what happened? They were filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. And someone says they are drunk. And then I get to wonder, would you say someone is drunk because you knew the person couldn't speak your language, all of a sudden he could? Right? So, I'm not German and I don't know how to speak the language. So then I start speaking German language, alright, in front of a German. And then he says, you're drunk. No, he'll be like, Oh my goodness, did you just speak, you know, udon tak, unda, however I might have just had to speak his language. Did you just speak my language now? And I'm like, well, yeah, and I have to reply him again in his language. You know, so, but he won't call me drunk. He must have seen me do something funny, act one way. So they said, all right, they are drunk, that's all. Look at verse 14. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, listen carefully to, you know, all you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem, make no mistake about this. 15. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. They are not drunk as you're assuming. King James says, these are not drunk, alright? As you suppose. You think they are, but they are not, alright? They are not drunk with wine the way you think. Yet they are drunk, but not the way you think. But they are drunk. Yeah, you get me that? So I'm bringing Ephesians 5:18. I'm bringing it here. It says, they are drunk. Alright? That's what the people said. Peter said, no. They are not drunk the way you think. But Ephesians now says, don't be drunk on wine, be drunk on the Spirit. So what happened to them? They were filled. Ha ha. They were drunk. But not on wine now. Eh? Not on all them stuff. Anybody, you know, you find some people saying, oh, I need to climb the stage. I got to get high. Get high on some drugs. Get high on some performance enhancements. No, get high on the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on. Let's do that for a minute right now. Karabadeke don prada gada sapora. Nenenemo tuta bom predege doce perekede. Ah, laka doce mina kasa kasa. These men are not drunk. They are not drunk as you suppose. They are drunk, but not the way you think. They are high. Karegadaka. Monterege bofrodogo dusa. High on the Holy Ghost. He hasn't given us spirit of fear, people. No, we don't have spirit of timidity. So when you feel like I can't climb stage, I need someone to give me something, I need that thing to take over me. No, you got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost. He knows how to turn a timid person to a universally bold person. He will convert you. He did it with Peter and the rest of the guys. He'll do it with you also. The Holy Ghost will turn a timid man to bold. You would almost wonder, is that me? Did I just preach to that crowd? Did I just preach in that bus? Did I just talk to that person on the plane? Did I just do that? I would never have done that if that was me. You were filled. Filled not with your thoughts. Filled not with your own restraint. You are full of the Holy Ghost. So you find these people getting full. So Peter said, they are not drunk, I suppose, but that means they were drunk. Alright? Because later said that this is the reason why you see and hear these things. They must have been, glory to, you know, like, why? Yeah, they are speaking our language, they are talking about God, but they kind of like are acting somehow. Drunk. Drunk. Praise God. So I say, what's the benefit of all these things? It's just wonderful when you let the Holy Ghost take over. There are things that we would not do if the Holy Ghost doesn't move. And we and him need to be fully together, cooperated, so that together we can flow. I mean, when you're drunk, you dance. When you're drunk, you sing. When you're drunk, you say things that you wouldn't have said normally. You'll be a bit more careful. You know, you find people even telling secrets. Were you not the one that said, and then you said, and then they say all that, and then say, and then they ask, and then they answer. And then they say, like, did I say, I can't remember. They were drunk. So when you are full of the Holy Ghost, you rejoice. There's joy bubbling in you. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Alright? There's faith active in you. Because you're full. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, you are quick, you know, to be excited. Praise Jesus. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians, the third, you know, chapter of the book of Colossians. Colossians 3, very, very important. Now, the 16th verse of Colossians. Where is my Colossians? I found you. Great. So, Colossians, you know, 3:16, I'm reading NLT. Let the message about Christ in all its riches fill your lives. Alright, King James says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. I'm going to use that illustration. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. Alright, so there's a place for talking in tongues often, but there's also a place of being loaded up. When you are loaded up with God's word, that fullness. So there's a fullness through tongues, there's a fullness through meditation and through just intake. Excessive intake of, have you taken God's word to a point where you were screaming, shouting, jumping? Kai. You were full. It was running inside, running all over, running around you. I mean, these are just wonderful things, alright? Now, someone says, I've never felt like that. You know, you could just pick a teaching tape. I've had to say that a few times. Just play. just play. Sometimes that the revelation you catch, it just triggers something inside. You find yourself laughing, dancing, rejoicing. Then you have to be mindful of the other people around. You know, you don't want to just make them want to wap, wap, you know, just, I'm just happy. I'm excited. All right. You're catching the revelation, the light from God. So then you're full. So it says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. It says, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So it means when you're full of the word, you blow out in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. When you're full of the spirit, you blow out in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. When you're full of the word, that's what it teaches us here. Let the word of Christ dwell in you in all wisdom. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The other one, Ephesians 5:18, says, do not be drunk on wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Have you ever seen them, whistling kettle? All right. Maybe like the teapot that whistles, or just those normal kitchen kettles that whistle. When you fill it up with water and put it on the gas, yes, it's on the fire, but it doesn't whistle. You know when it does whistle? When it's boiling hot. Okay, you got where I was going already. All right. So keep talking in tongues till you whistle. Till from you flows forth joy. From you, Colossians says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. Do you know that many times when you are pressed, what is in you heavy comes out? All right. When you soak, when you put, what's that now? Sponge. You put in water. When you press it, water comes out. When you put in any kind of liquid, you press the liquid, comes out. So let's get so full that when life presses us, it will be joy that comes out. It will be faith that will come out. It will be wisdom of God that will come out. Because we are loading up. The word of Christ is dwelling richly in you in all wisdom. Alright, we're praying and loading up. I mean, when Peter and John were going into the temple, the hour of prayer in Acts chapter 3, they didn't plan that, okay, so we're going to pray. And I'm going to heal that guy at the beautiful gate. Then they will arrest us. Then I'm going to get full of the Holy Ghost. No, it wasn't pre-planned. But because they had been given to prayer, in fact, they were on their way to pray again when this happened. All right, they healed the guy and then they were arrested and harassed. And Bible said, Peter was full and he spoke. That means he consistently had given himself to praying. So the more you and I give ourselves consistently to hold our prayer, the more easy it's going to get for us to be full. The more easy it's going to be for the Holy Ghost to just swing in. Swing in. Swing in. Alright? So back again to that Ephesians. Ephesians 6:18. So I just want to read a couple of things we note there. I keep saying 6:18. It's 5:18. Alright? Ephesians 5:18. Watch this now. Let me get back to the King James. Yep. So Ephesians 5:18 says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Be filled, but be filled with the Spirit. And I said, it means be being filled, continually being filled. So please take note of this. Be filled with the Spirit. Number one, speaking. Alright, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, Acts 2, and they spoke. And you notice they kept on speaking. Utterance is one of the evidences of a Spirit-filled life. When you're filled, you speak. Right? When you're filled with fear, you speak fear. When you're filled with doubt, you speak doubt. When you're full of faith, you speak faith. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, you will blow forth psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It will be quick for you to yield into these things. You understand that? When you are filled with fear, you speak fear. When you are filled with doubt, you speak doubt. When you are full of faith, you talk faith. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, you flow forth. Alright? Utterances. Alright? You flow in tongues and then you flow in the gifts of the Spirit because you're full. Alright? You're full now. You can flow in gifts of the Spirit because you've, you know, broken into something and then they operate, you know, even when you don't pray and then when you get mad and all. But now you in that consistently, constant life of I'm just consistently full of the Holy Ghost. So three things I want you to note here. Number one, speaking. Alright? That's verse 19. Speaking. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Number two, giving thanks. Always, alright, so speaking, giving thanks, alright, as evidences of a life full of the Holy Ghost. They will speak forth, psalms and spiritual songs, and then you find them always just grateful, alright, to God and to people, giving thanks, alright, but this context is God. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, alright. Number three, you find them submitting yourselves one to another in fear of the Lord. So someone full of the Holy Ghost is not difficult to work with. Someone full of the Holy Ghost is not difficult to associate with. People shouldn't find it difficult to get along with you. You shouldn't find it difficult getting along with everybody because you're not full of yourself, myself. You're full of the Holy Ghost. It means you're full of joy. It means you're full of peace. It means you're full of gentleness. It means you're full of patience and meekness and kindness. You're full, not of you. Not of self. You're full of the Holy Ghost. You're full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You know, so you just find out, you know, it's important, right? You know, when you want to understand this. So that, how do I know when I'm full of the Holy Ghost? Check what influences you. Is it anger? Is it hurt? Is it loss? Is it, you know, flesh? All right. Or you're just bubbling always with joy. All right. Bubbling always with kindness. And then you find it easy to work with people. Even when you don't agree, you just find it easy to get along. All right. Why? Because what? Your field. All right. So that is new. And while Enter 22 says, you know, wives submit to your husbands. All right. And their husbands love your wives. But if both of them are filled with the Holy Ghost, it will be easy to get along, you know, every time, because they are full of the Holy Ghost. They are not full of, I'm wife, da 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 da, I'm husband, da 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 da. We're full, not of ourselves, but of the Holy Ghost. So, a spirit-filled life, alright, once again, speaking. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual song. Number two, alright, giving of thanks. Always very thankful. You know, thanksgiving to God always. Number three, submitting, getting along easily with one another. But another thing I need you to know, so note those three. But I'm back now on verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Alright? So praise never departs. Praise is not far from a spirit-filled life. Alright? You're just always thankful. You're just always singing praises to God. Now, I need to say, yes, you can sing. I want to tell you that. You know, because we have singers, you know, those in the choir, and then yes, you know, and then we want to talk to them about music and ministry and all of that kind of stuff. But everybody, if you can't, you know, do too much in public, at least you qualify for making melody in your heart to the Lord. Your heart is full. And then you're full. You're playing music. Music just bubbles up inside your heart to the Lord. Everybody can do that. Alright? But everybody can sing. You might not be stage choir material, but you're God choir material. God wants to hear His kids sing. Alright? When you sing in the crowd, people might go, hush, hush, you're going off key. But God doesn't understand that off-key thing because He hears the music from your heart. Alright? Singing and making melody in your heart. So there's a singing and then there's a making melody. Alright? In your heart to the Lord. So you can sing and God wants to hear you sing. A drunkard a number of times is singing. He's walking down the street and he's singing. Oh, you know. Maybe singing, oh, the great old Duke of York. He has 10,000 men. You know, and then he's drunk. So when we are filled, alright, you sing. But one thing I want to say is this. If you're filled and then you sing, you can sing and get filled. If you're filled and then you can speak and then be filled. So when you feel, oh, but I feel spiritually dry, sing. You remember what happened to Elisha that we looked at 2 Sundays back? Get me a minstrel. The Bible says, when the singer began to play, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and then he began to prophesy. So maybe he felt dry, maybe not up to it at that particular point in time. But he knew what to do to tune himself up. Music. He knew what to do to tune himself up. He used music. So, I feel dry. What do I do? For the first 1 minute, you might feel like, what am I singing? Sounds dry. But keep at it. And then switch from words. Switch. I'll show you something. 1 Corinthians 14. The 14th chapter, you know, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. So Paul in 1 Corinthians 14:14 is saying, alright, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. He now says verse 15, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, I'll sing with the understanding also. So we'll find the generality of those who talk in tongues, alright, doing more of praying in tongues than singing in tongues. The same way those who don't talk in tongues very often, you know, they wait till they hit that point of ecstasy. They now, you know, just blast off a few, you know, syllables in tongues. And then something like that. And then it ends off. Same way many people talk in tongues and then they reserve the singing in tongues to those moments of, you know, after they've hit that high note, they've talked in tongues for so long, you know, they just bring out a few lines of, after a few minutes, they shut it down. No, Paul said this is something he could do deliberately. It's something he could set his will to do. I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with the... He's saying he could choose to do this. So the same way you could pray with your understanding, you can decide I want to pray in tongues for the next 45 minutes. You could decide, I'm going to pray in tongues for the next 15 minutes. You could decide, I'm going to pray in tongues for the next 5 minutes. You could decide, all right, I'm going to pray in tongues for the next 10 hours. You could decide. And the same way you could decide you could pray in tongues, that same way you could also decide you were going to sing. So, because sometimes, you know, when people are praying in tongues and you're saying, can we just go ahead and sing in our tongues? And someone wonder, can I just do that? Like that? Yes, you can. What is singing in tongues? Just adding melody to what you were saying. So if you're going koro basafro nogodos and ikedese, man proroko do so free ikedese. Sing it. Add melody. Koni nanam prorokodos sivalalabaya. Yelele bon shivelege bon frenodos igaraya. Man no kos, join me quickly. Kane garan logodosa. E labora sigaba, yegebo sigaba. Lelelele bo shege mon prorokodos iabalasa. Ne la volando que boshigara, a volando que boshige veya la lava yege bosha, ni manando go boshigaba, lege bon fraradaya, lege bon fraradaya, ge bo fagada, segedo saba. Alright, did you do it? Just add melody to what you're saying. Add melody so we could, you know, blast off and pray in tongues and all. But the same way there's place for praise in prayer or at that time for singing unto the Lord, there's a time also for singing in tongues. Now, if when I talk in tongues, I say more than I could have said in my understanding, I go deeper and further than I could have done with my understanding, don't you think that same way if I sing more in tongues, I will sing more, I will magnify the Lord much more than I could ever do in my understanding? But so as my understanding to be, you know, edified, alright? So I will, like Paul said, pray in the Spirit, I'll pray in the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, I'll sing in the understanding. So of course I know also another thing we was dealing with here was tongues and the interpretation of tongues. I know that quite well, alright? But I'm saying also, it applies, alright? I could, you know, just sing in tongues, and you can. Let's do that. Now this is what I want you to do. We'll sing a little bit in tongues and then switch. You might notice that as you do this, a new song could just rise up in your heart. Karene mon nagada, lege bu shavalala bon shige bedele ba saba, kerele bon frarada ba, yege bon frarege do sigara, omne nunda kerelo frenanom nalala ba. Now sing something you understand. Just sing. I'm not going to hear you. Alright, some said you might hear, but just singing to the Lord. Oh, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are, yes, you are worthy of my praise. Hey, and then you could switch back and forth. Kilalam brodogodo sibara. Kilalalabam sege bonfra lagobo sibara. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Aninana man brededego siya. Kilabo santerebo sa. Oh, I love you, Lord, Imanando Koyeba. You are good to me. Oh, you are good to me. When I look into your word and I see the things you've done, oh, my heart rejoices, my heart is glad, and I say thank you. Oh, thank you. Le la la, le gara, le gara. You could do that, right? So you sing now. You find that you could feel dry and like, I want to pray, I feel dry. Alright? You could use your understanding. And that's, you know, what we maybe call confession, or you could call it declaration. Use your understanding. What do I mean? So you want to pray. And you feel, alright, but like I said, when you are filled, you speak. To be filled, use your speaking. So how also, in this case? I don't feel like praying, but you go, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. All things are working together for my good. You still don't feel like praying. Alright? Now, sometimes like it happens to us, if you now rest too much, you could knock off from there. You, either you're tired or something, or you just don't, you know, I'm a leper. I just don't feel like praying. Don't let that get the best of you, alright? You can say, I'm still gonna pray. Even if it's 15 minutes, I'm gonna pray right now. So thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. You're saying something. Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, because just speak words. What we call confession, you know, declarations. Just speak. Speak. Glory to God. You are good to me. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that. And you're speaking. You're saying that there's an excitement that begins to bubble up inside you. And sometimes your next response will be short burst of tongues. Something you're not even sure. Okay, would it go far? Would it not go far? Then switch back to your understanding and just keep speaking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm blessed. I'm strengthened.
with might by your spirit in Aina Karo Kata Kate Kete Kirabata. And just find the tongues begin to come. You could enter a song, Kilalabosa, Talabande Gedo Rabada, and then come back to Karabos Setina Mantale Gedoso. Then go back to your say la 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 bam predodo sigara sigara. Then you go to confession. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you because you love me with an everlasting love. Kara la la ba said it. And then you just realize that the prayer you didn't want to pray, you're praying it. You're praying it. And then you're getting full. You're drinking. You're not taking a gulp now. You're taking, you're drinking a whole bucket of it. And then you're going, and then you're getting full of it. Hallelujah. Full of it. So, one simple thing you and I need to learn. If I speak, alright, I could use my speaking to drink because talking in tongues is the drinking. Alright, so when I'm full, I speak, I could use my speaking. I could use my speaking to charge myself, you know, to energize myself, to stir myself like seriously. All right. So I believe that was helpful, wasn't it? Glory to God. Talking tongues. Praise God. Karo tata nente. Kore botite ke roto. Frienese. Fraro soto pinde. Koro go suso fide kede. Non tolo go duso fish ke mana kasa yaraga. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk. Be filled. You can't get filled if you don't keep drinking. So, oh, but I talked in tongues the day I got born again. Keep drinking. But I talk in tongues every morning. Find out. Create more time. Listen. When you combine Ephesians 5:18, Colossians 3:16, you are combining. You know the way those guys that mix, you know, those things and get you intoxicated? You know, because, you know, there's just something about keeping your mind on Him, and then you get full. I've had times that all I was just doing was meditating on God's Word, and I was getting drunk, alright? Like my feet began to wobble, and I was just meditating on God's Word. Now, does that happen every time? Nope. Alright, is that a sign I have to wait for to know my meditation is hitting home? No. But, you know, just get full. You just get full. And at those points, you see pictures too. You just see pictures. You get full. Very, 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 very full. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Are you finding this helpful? I believe you are. I believe you are. Please, alright, follow me on social media. If you can, alright, on every social media platform, please follow. Alright, join me every Sunday. This is important. You can. Alright, let's learn this guy. But please also, visit our website, alright? LanreyRexOnosia.com. Please visit our website. There's a series there, Spirit-Filled Minister. Get this series. I think about 3 messages. Listen to the series. And then, let it bless you. Keep it on repeat if you can. Keep it on repeat if you can. Glory to God. Can we sing as we close? Alright? Ke la vo sa te le le bo sa la la ban de 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 bo. Kilabo sante debo shigabanda la basha. Mandolo bo segedu salalabasa. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then yes, I'm on Spreaker. It's audio every morning to Monday to Friday, every morning, 7 a.m. Nigerian time. Spreaker is an audio platform. So you find me on Google, alright, podcast and Spotify. Alright, 7 a.m. Nigerian time to 7:30. It's Morning Faith Boost. It will bless you. Kelanabo shigebo shigada. I speak blessings to you, increase to you, favor to you, increase in favor and blessings and revelations to you. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So I'll see you next Sunday. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow on Spreaker. All right. 7 a.m. Have a Spirit-filled week. Bye. Marabagadi rabo sekere de bosh libra sundi.